Mark Cuban, I vote for Joe Biden even if he was being given last rites. By Paul Bois on March 4, 2024. Billionaire Mark Cuban said that he would vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump even if he were on his deathbed receiving the last rites. Speaking with Bloomberg News, the minority Dallas Mavericks owner said that he voted for Nikki Haley in the Texas Republican primary and will be backing Biden in the general election if he faces off against Trump. On the issue of Biden's age, Cuban said that would not faze him even if he were in his final moments of life. If they were having his last wake, and it was him versus Trump, and he was being given last rites, I would still vote for Joe Biden. Cuban said, adding that his vote for Haley in the Super Tuesday primary would be a protest vote against Trump. Cuban's stirring endorsement of Biden comes after he visited the White House on Monday as co-founder of the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company to participate in a roundtable on drug prices, for NJ.com. Biden has signed legislation that caps insulin cost at $35 a month for Medicare recipients, and Cuban wants the administration to go further in reining in costs. He said Biden could drive down prices across the board by refusing to do business with pharmacy benefit managers. If he did, Cuban said, the whole industry changes in 10 seconds. PBMs say they reduce costs by negotiating discounts and rebates on the prices drug makers set, but critics say they often don't pass on those savings. The industry is dominated by three companies that process about 80% of prescription claims, units of CVS Health Corporation, Cigna Group, and United Health Group Incorporated, according to Bloomberg. Cuban recently endorsed racial preferences in employment with diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies that his own NBA team failed to uphold. After Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban went on an extended social media rant in defense of race-based diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies last week, the fact that his team has been consistently listed as one of the whitest teams in the league was once again thrown in his face, Breitbart News reported in January. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.